brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Now, Paul, we looked at probably 3 months ago this passage, and we developed a thought around it. We're going in a different direction tonight, which is the few moments that we have. But these churches of Macedonia were amazing. They were just amazing in that they lacked a lot of things. This group of people, we could say, they had a lot of needs. They were not the group of people that you would expect to have maybe generous spirits because of maybe their own standard of living. And yet, that's exactly what they have. Look at what it says in verse 1. More brethren, we do you to wit or to know the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounding into the riches of their liberality. Notice verse 3 here. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. Now you go on and you find out what's happening here, and you find out these very generous churches got together and said, "Hey, we want to give to a project that the Lord would be pleased with." And you notice the word there in verse 3. You notice this word that says they were willing. They were willing of themselves. Now this has the idea of somebody volunteering to do something. Okay, so what Paul is saying here is listen, there was this need. And yet there was this group of people, this group that was unlikely to meet the need. They just up and volunteered. And said, "Hey, listen, we heard of this need. We want to be a part of this. We want to be partakers of it. We want to help with this need." Boy, I look at this and I say, wow, they had an awesome willingness to be a partaker or to get involved in something that was happening with their brothers and sisters in Christ, and ultimately what God was orchestrating. Now, this is the principle that I want to leave you with tonight. I hope that as you approach teen camp this year, that you will have that type of spirit represented in your own heart. There's going to be a lot of opportunity at teen camp. We talk about the sporting competition. And maybe you're in choir and you say, you know, Brother Scott forced me to be in choir, and you know, music maybe isn't my favorite thing, and I'm not the most musical person in my family, and maybe you feel that way, but you're in here and understand that this is something we can all share in, that we can all do together, and this is something that I hope that you can say, well, you know what, even though it's not my thing, I'm going to be willing to be a part of that. You know, we have opportunity to play sports. And how many of you have one particular sport that probably is your favorite above all the rest? Anybody like that? You say, "I've got one sport that's my..." Okay, now everybody's hands in the air. Okay, we all have the sports that we prefer. There are many sports at the ranch that you have an opportunity to be a part of and to play. Now, we go on a volunteer basis. We put together teams, and I'm so thankful the spirit of Temple Baptist Youth Group in the past has been, "Hey, I'll play that. You know, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll play that." Boy, I love to hear those words. I really do. You say, "That doesn't concern you?" Not really. Hey, let's go out and have a good time. This is something that everybody can say, you know what, let's get involved with. Let's do this. I don't know maybe necessarily all the rules with that sport, or you know what, I excel in this one, and let me tell you, I excel. Okay, but these other ones, let me just tell you, I hope that you'll have a willing spirit to just to jump in. Say, "Hey, you know what, this is something that we can do together, and you know what, if I jump in and I mess up or I'm imperfect or things don't go as well as I'd hope them to, you know, it's okay. Because you know what, I'm just going to put my best foot forward and I am going to be willing." Let me tell you, when you are just put yourself out there and you are willing, it will bless your heart. It will bless your heart. How many of you have ever done something before in your life that you thought was not going to go well, and come to find out, it was actually pretty fun? Anybody ever like that? Anybody? You know, when I was going into high school, I had played 4 years of football, and I love football. Football was awesome. Football was my dream. I love to play football. A wide receiver, cornerback. Oh, it was just so much fun. I have memories from those years of football. We were talking about them just the other day. And oh, I love to relive the glory years. Now, it was Pee Wee's, and I was like, you know, My legs were like, oh, that, you know, that short, and I'm running around out there with the football. But nonetheless, I love football. Well, once I got into high school, my parents were like, listen, you know what? You're not going to play football anymore. I'm not going to play football. No. I'm like, okay. Well, what am I going to play? Well, new school has a soccer team. Soccer? You don't hit anybody in soccer. You know what I mean? There's no touchdowns in soccer. And let me tell you, my youth pastor came to me and said, hey Scott, have you tried out for soccer? I said, Brother Mark, I just don't know if I'm going to play soccer. I mean, I played football. Boy, let me tell you, I played football. I love football. Do you love football? Okay. I was all about football, right? He said, hey, come on out. Just give it a try. You never know what you're going to enjoy. You know what? I went out for soccer, and we ran a lot. Then I found out you kick the ball a little bit and you can hit people a little bit, and, not too much, but a little bit. And you know what? I grew to like the game of soccer. Hey, you know what? By my senior year, you know what I loved? What did I love?
Soccer.
I love soccer. Yeah. And you know what? My life has never been the same. I look back. I love soccer. When we get out there, I love playing. We play in the gym. We play pickup games. We, you know, I coach a soccer team. All right. I love soccer. Okay. My point is this. Listen. Hey, just get to the ranch. Throw yourself at everything we're doing. Throw yourself at the preaching services. Say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to listen. You know, throw yourself at the invitation. Well, you know what? God speaks to my heart. I'm going to go forward. You know, I don't know what this is all about, but hey, you know what? If this is going to an avenue that God can work in my life, and I can support what's happening in the church family and my youth group, well, I'm just going to do it. So I want to have a willing spirit. So would you purpose to have a willing spirit? I'll tell you this, if somebody asks you to do something, a youth worker or someone who works at the ranch, and asks you to make an adjustment or asks you to do something, a person with a willing spirit is not going to have a hard time with that. Because they already made up their mind. Hey, you know what? I'm here because I want to be blessed, and I know that blessing comes through a willingness. All right? Now, listen, some of you, this is going to challenge your personality a little bit. Okay? Some of you are you're a little more reticent than others. You're not risk takers. Maybe some of you are like, I'll take the risk. I'll do it, you know. Maybe some of us aren't that way. All right, but listen, it starts in the heart. And I hope tonight that you'll choose, like these folks, they had a heart that was just like, hey, you know what? I want to be a part of what's going on. Well, you don't really have much to give. I'm going to give what I have. Boy, what a heart. Heads bowed and eyes closed tonight. We don't have any more time, unfortunately. But listen, I want you to purpose this evening to just have a willingness. Just set your pride aside and just say, you know what? I'm going to throw myself at this week at camp because I want it to be the best week I've ever had. And man, I think that as we look at this principle this evening, I think that does start with a willing spirit. Just be willing. Let me tell you, as you're packing, the devil's going to try to tempt you about some of the rules about your clothing. And you may start to have a little bit of a hard time with that. Listen, you handle it the same way. Lord, I'm willing. This isn't maybe where I draw my line, but Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing. Would you allow the Lord to give you a willing spirit this evening? As we take just a moment here, I want to open the front up, as we always do. And it's just been a 10-15 minute challenge this evening, but maybe you do want to dedicate this week of camp to the Lord and just tell the Lord that I am willing to do what you would ask me to do. Lord, I pray that you would be with our invitation time. And Lord, we have things to take care of after the service. Lord, we surely do. But Father, this right now, this moment, this is what's most important. Lord, help us to look to you. And we ask these things in your name we pray. Amen. As Miss Christina plays the piano and heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if God's worked in your heart and you want to talk to him about this week at camp, or just say, Lord, I'm willing. I'm a willing servant, Lord. I'm gonna throw myself at the opportunities that are there, and it's not gonna be all about me, Lord. It's gonna be about others. It's gonna be about what you want to do in my heart, and Lord, I'm gonna be willing.